Joining us this week on the Cypress Hills Destination Area Piffles Player Profile, number 26 for the Riders, Matt Elam. Matt, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're born and raised in Florida, went to college in Florida, first round pick in the NFL. Did you know anything about Saskatchewan before you came up here?
No, I didn't know anything about Saskatchewan. I mean, I knew when I got the tryout, I knew, but before that, I didn't know about the Saskatchewan team. I mean, I knew about a few other teams, but I didn't know about Saskatchewan.
Can you spell it without looking at a jersey?
let me see. Let me try right now. S-A-S-O-K-A-T-C-H-W-A-N.
E-W-A-N.
E-W-A-N. Yeah. I don't know why I thought it was an A. And it's right there.
No, it's A. Awesome. You could have looked at that.
Oh, it's W-A-N. Okay.
Now, you've shown in just a couple of games that you can be a force up here in the CFL. What did you take from your time in the NFL that you brought up here? And and has your performance so well so quick?
Just being aggressive and doing what I'm good at and relying on my strengths and putting pressure on guys. I mean, I'm good when I'm physical, and I can help the team out a lot when I'm physical, a lot of energy. So that's my strength, so I try to do it the best I can. And I hear it's hard to do it during the week because you don't got pads on. I'm saying it's footwork, it's focus, and feet work. So, like I say, it's just putting in all in practice and just doing what I can to help the team win.
Now, what's it like going from the NFL game to the CFL game where it's quite different, extra player, you get a lot more pre-snap motion. What's that like as a defensive back?
I mean, in a defensive back, I think it starts with communication. And communication and what it's called, on the tip of my tongue, anticipation. You know what I'm saying? Communicating anticipation. I feel like in the NFL and out here as far as DBs, you got to be sharp. And then here is a little faster, you know what I'm saying, a lot more room. So you really got to be sharp. And I think the film room out here is real big, you know what I'm saying? It's real important. So, I mean, it's like I say, it's very communication and
what's the
anticipation is big, you know what I'm saying, in the NFL and the CFL as players playing DB.
Now, how did you get into football in the first place? And when did you know that was a career you were going to pursue?
I started playing 4 years old. I started playing tackle football at 7. And I was just I was kind of above my age group. So that gave me confidence. It made me feel like, no, I can be real good. And I had an older brother that played in the NFL too. So looking up at him and being following his footsteps also gave me confidence and made it possible.
Now, outside of football, what's Matt Elam like?
I'm that peace setter that's going to try to make everything peaceful. You know what I'm saying? Try to make a positive out of every situation. What else?
Pulling a bunch of pranks in the locker room at all?
Oh, no, I'm not that kind of guy. I don't like that because I don't want it to happen to me. What else can I say? I'm not a very talkative guy. I do all my talking on the field. I feel like I express myself on the field more. Off the field, I'm a chill guy, man. I don't do too much. I'm a friendly guy. I love people. I love being around people. You might not. Yeah, I love being around people. I love the, what it's called, being around people. Just being around people. You might not hear me, but I'm there. You know what I'm saying? My presence. My presence always felt. That's what I mean to say. My presence always felt. I might not say a lot, but it's always felt just my you know what I'm saying, my actions.
Now, we have to ask you about a situation that happened a couple weeks ago for the Edmonton game. Mm-hmm. And more from your point of view, not how it happened, but how does a football player go from kind of spending the day preparing for a game, preparing to go out there and hit people, to just all of a sudden getting pulled off the field and not playing? Is that difficult? And how do you do it?
It's very difficult, man. And how bad I wanted to play and help this team win, too, it made it tougher. So, but I was also in a situation when I was in Pop Warner. I think I was in eighth grade. And, you know, we had a weight limit. And I ended up not making weight that game and couldn't play that game. So I had to watch from the sideline. So it gave me that feeling again, man. I was hurt. I mean, I wanted to help the team out. Then we ended up losing. So it made it hurt even worse. So, I mean, it hurted me bad, man. I was hurt.
What's your best hidden talent?
My best hidden talent? Dancing.
Any specific dance at all?
Anyone.
You do like that? Do you remember the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Can you do the Carlton dance? Yeah, you can do it.
I can't do the Carlton.
No?
That's probably one dance I can't do.
Every other one you can do?
Yeah, I can do any other dance.
What is Matt Elam's happy place?
Football field. In between these lines, it's my happy place. When I'm in between these lines, I'm the happiest person in the world.
All right, now a little bit more lightning round questions for you here. First off, who's the toughest receiver you ever lined up against?
Antonio Brown.
What's your favorite movie?
Little Giants.
What's the best cartoon you watched as a kid?
Rocket Power.
Rocket Power.
You never heard of Rocket Power?
No.
It was a bunch of kids. They always on skateboards and bikes and stuff like that. You gotta Google it. Rocket Power is probably a States thing. Rocket Power, y'all gotta Google it.
I'll have to check it out.
It's a bunch of teenage kids. They ride bikes, skateboards, and stuff like that. They stick together. They bunch of friends. Yeah.
All right. Cookies or cake?
Cookies.
Favorite type?
Peanut butter.
Yeah. And final one for you. What's the one thing you want to make sure Rider fans know about you?
I want to win the Grey Cup.
That's it. Well, we all want you to win that Grey Cup. So.